You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za. Frankie Valli there with the Grease on the Drive Zone this afternoon. And that brings the time to 13 minutes past four. The reason I played that song is because Odette Butcher's in the studio, and she's coming here dressed pretty much like one of the pink ladies from Grease.
Oh, really? So you're basically saying I'm looking a bit 50s? 60s?
60s, more 60s, yeah.
60s, 70s.
Yeah, you come in here like Rizzo. You know Rizzo is. Eh?
Are you jealous? Do you want a pair of my leggings?
No, the leggings is not the issue. The pink ladies were known for their pink jackets.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so that's definitely a pink lady jacket.
Yes, yeah. Well, at least we know you're not colorblind.
Eh? Yeah, no, I'm not. Stockard Channing was Rizzo.
Rizzo.
Yeah, I know Stockard Channing, the actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. And funny enough, she played a 16-year-old in that movie. She was 34 years old at the time.
No way. Yeah. Wow. I want what she had back then. Yeah. What was it?
Rizzo, Frenchie, Jan, and Marty. Those were the pink ladies. Mm. And the Olivia Neutron bomb, she was like on the outside
She's
looking
She's amazing.
In. She was, yes.
Beautiful.
She was. Very sad loss. I was heartbroken.
Oh, she was beautiful.
Mm. Inside and out.
Absolutely.
All right, but it's not about the pink ladies and Olivia Newton-John that we are here to speak this afternoon. So get on with it, woman. We're talking about...
Some pink skills.
Pink skills, yeah. The art of selling using simple psychology.
Yes.
Yeah, with me it's going to have to be simple.
Well, we are simple.
Are we?
And I just thought that this would be a nice quick topic
okay.
for us to chat about. And it doesn't matter what business you're in, how big your business is. As long as you want to grow your business, it's just quite interesting to understand some basic human psychology behind... how we think, how we buy, and how we make decisions to buy. So, if we can implement these in our businesses, whether they're home businesses, small, medium, or large, it's just nice to keep them in mind. It makes the marketing process so much easier.
Okay.
Basically, some simple psychology to increase our conversions. And a conversion is either generating an email address or a lead or making a sale. No matter how much technology advances, the triggers behind human behavior remain the same. With the right planning, you can use psychology to increase conversions and improve your bottom line, which are your profits. These are five techniques we can use to increase our conversions today, or as long as we just start implementing. For example, social proof. That is a digital marketing term that we hear quite often, and it's basically... where we go online to go and check each other out. And we've mentioned that before, that so many of us are doing that.
They call it what?
Stalking.
Yeah.
It's another nice word. It's a social proof equals stalking. That's hilarious. So nobody wants to be an outsider or feel shunned from a social group. This desire to fit in can be harnessed by including social pressure in your marketing to showcase how others are using and benefiting from your product. If a consumer feels like their peers approve of your product or services, they will feel a desire to approve as well. And we will know this when we are in line. We will see reviews everywhere with Google Shopping, all of those Google My Business listings. Mm. You'll see all the reviews, and we've discussed it quite often.
But it is the same psychology behind, what do they call these people that go, influencers?
Yes, that's mentioned as well. Yeah. Authority is another one of our human psychology behaviors. So reviews, including positive reviews at a conversion point, helps reinforce the perception that converting is the right decision and that will not regret providing their personal information. So when you're buying on Takealot and, you know, you'll be looking at a product and you'll see all the reviews, you'll kind of feel like it's okay to be reviewing. And we've also discussed all of the fraudulent reviews, and this is why independent reviews are so important, like Google reviews or Trustpilot, etc. Humans are terrified of loss. So another one of the psychologies is all about loss aversion, the fear of loss. And when you know some of these psychology triggers, when you start looking at marketing material, you'll actually see these built into the marketing material, and you'll understand why. We're terrified of loss, whether these instincts are a result of our hunter-gatherer background or we are just predisposed to value resources. We will do anything to avoid loss. You can use this in your marketing efforts by making consumers perceive a potential loss in not taking the action you require of them.
Mm.
And it's the whole scarcity, intertwining scarcity in your marketing material. So you want to make your audience feel like they will be missing out if they don't convert. Try limiting the time of an offer or the number of items being given away to increase the urgency. We see it everywhere, don't we? By not converting your audience...
It's also not new.
No, it isn't.
No.
It isn't. But if you're trying to get your business off the ground and you don't understand like the chemistry, or maybe you didn't even know that there's a chemistry, this will give you some tips to like incorporate into your strategy. By not converting, your audience risks losing something. Those losses are easy to add into your conversion points with simple phrases like, stop wasting time and money. You know, only five left, limited amounts. And you'll see it when you're in the supermarket. Anchoring. The human brain is constantly looking for comparisons. We think in a tangled web of options, scenarios, and outcomes in an attempt to always make the right decision. Some of us just don't make a decision at all. Some of us as shoppers are completely indecisive. As a result of this pattern of thinking, we tend to compare all subsequent options against the one that came first or the one that we perceive to have come first. And that's when you would include some sort of a discount. If you were planning to change it all along, point out whenever you lower the price or requirements to attend an event or obtain a piece of content through a conversion point. So you can add some sort of sale or discount to whatever it is, or maybe a bonus. Adding additional content or some sort of bonus to your offers is an easy way to make your audience feel like they are getting more out of the exchange and it is more valuable. So bonuses and discounts, sales, you'll see that all being built into offers to help with anchoring, why you wouldn't want to miss out on whatever it is that we're trying to sell you. There's also what we call foot in the door. As mentioned before, humans are social creatures, always looking to form new connections. Once we've created a new social connection, we feel a compulsion to honor that bond, even when we don't realize we've even made one. That is why you are more likely to honor a request if you've already said yes to a smaller one. So this would be social or nurturing. Simply sending a like or a tweet may prime consumers for further action down the road. Encourage your audience to get social with your company whenever possible. So that's why it's important that we reach out and we engage with our followers and our audience online. Just remembering that it's all interconnected, the social media platform, the website, and everything else. Nurturing. The process of lead nurturing is based around the foot in the door principle, building relationships with prospects slowly over time, providing content at the right moment. And that would bring in a bit of email marketing and retargeting, which are those ads that follow you around online. So it's quite important for us to really engage and reach out to our audiences, because if we are and they are, then they're more likely to think of an offer, go and visit a website, because we're creating a relationship with each other. And finally, authority, which is the new age term, influencers and brand ambassadors. Humans will inherently trust figures of authority. I don't know if all influencers are, though, but anyway, if others believe a person to be a leader of some kind, we will often defer to that person as well. This is why celebrity and expert endorsements are often used to promote products. I'm thinking about in the chemist, you'll always see that there's some sort of endorsement by a specific medical body, etc. Luckily, authority can be harnessed by a smaller company without the need for expensive endorsements. Thought leadership and content collaboration. You can create a type of celebrity spokesperson of your very own by establishing yourself or a member of your marketing team as a thought leader in your industry. And I think online that rings true when we see people positioning themselves as experts on community forums. On Twitter, you'll see a lot of experts and also LinkedIn. And then, of course, there's content collaboration. Strategic partnerships can create mutually beneficial opportunities in the form of useful content for your partner and added authority for your content and company. So that's a bit like if you see an article in a newspaper about your business and you're sharing that on social media and through your website, some sort of authoritative figure has
endorsed.
Exactly. Endorsed your brand, endorsed your product. So in a nutshell, that's pretty much how it works. And there's a nice book that you can actually purchase or go and have a look at, which is where I found the inspiration for this chat today. And it's called Using Psychology to Increase Conversions. And it's by Pardot.com. And that can assist you with your marketing. So just going through that again, the five main ones to include social proofing, loss aversion, our inherent fear of loss, anchoring. We're looking for more information of why we should buy this. Give us a reason to buy it with a bonus or a discount, a foot in the door, and also authority.
All very, very interesting points.
It is.
I like in the sort of authority thing, I like the idea of, you know, somebody endorsing a product and somebody respected. But that can also backfire.
Yes.
Depending on who the audience is. Because, you know, you take somebody like myself, and I might be inclined to be more sort of open to something possibly that Roger Federer would endorse. You know, if it's a pair of shoes or something like that, I may think, yeah, you know what? I rate the guy. I think that I know full well that he probably doesn't even own a pair of those shoes, and it's all, you know, part of the package. But you still look at that and you say to yourself, if he's prepared to put his name to that, it could be good. But then there's nothing on this earth that Kanye West could ever sell me. Because if you're going to use somebody as an influencer to endorse your brand, you've got to be sure that that person
sits genuine
and sits well with the audience that you're targeting, because there is an audience for Kanye West. Not the brightest audience, but they are there.
Yes. So if she was to maybe be an ambassador or an influencer for he, sorry.
Yeah. You see.
But if he was to have some, just shows you who I'm not following, Kanye West.
Kanye West, yeah.
So not interested.
No.
No.
See, that's the point.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
It's not happening.
So I think when it comes to that person.
What do you think he sells that people would buy?
Oh, he sells shoes. Believe me. If he's wearing.
Like those high top trainers.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something.
I'm so behind.
Yeah, he sells
in that
shoes
level, I'm
and
so
hoodies
behind. Hoodies. Yeah. That is so funny. What about big gangster chains?
I don't know about gangster chains, but he does. I mean, he does well. Let's make. I mean, the guy is
better
well
than me. That's for sure.
In my opinion, the guy's brain dead from the toes up. But that's my opinion of him. And
making money.
There are lots of people who will hang on every word that he speaks. So that's the point I'm making. It doesn't matter who's doing it, as long as the person who's doing it is connected to the audience that you're trying to reach.
Absolutely.
And that's where a lot of people make the mistake, because they'll go out there and find somebody who they think everybody knows and that they think everybody likes, and then they will take a product that is not for the audience that like that person and try and drive it into a market where that person is not even known, like for you and Kanye West. So those are the mistakes that I see people making so often. And you get these endorsements coming through on social media. You think, well, who is this person?
Yeah.
Because somebody else would know,
But it doesn't relate to me.
But I'm not the guy that knows. You know what I mean?
And I also don't like it when I see, and this is actually back to the whole influencer ambassador discussion. I don't like it when I can see, and I do follow some influencers and ambassadors because they've either approached me or I'm sussing them out. But I'm completely turned off immediately if I see that they're just promoting, let's say, 5 or 6 different products and they're all just so random.
Yeah.
And so varied. And I'm like going, no, just stick to your niche. Just stick to that one type of niche that you're in and focus on that. I don't.
Well, in his defense, Kanye, and I say I'm not a fan, but in his defense, he does that. And that is why.
With too many things. Is that what you're saying?
No, no, he focuses.
Oh, he just focuses.
Oh, absolutely.
But he probably has like proper agents and stuff.
Oh,
like
he does.
Telling
he does.
Him
I
what
mean,
to do and everything.
The guy's big. He's huge. Yeah. I mean.
I do know he's quite big.
And he does very well.
I didn't know that he was a man, though.
Did you? Yeah. And so, look, I'm not knocking what he does. I think that what he does very well.
Yeah.
I just would not trust anything that he is endorsing because I don't identify with the person. And I think that's what I'm trying to say here.
Yes.
Is if you're going to get somebody to endorse you or be an influencer for your brand or product, you've got to make sure that that person is in line with the audience that you're trying to reach. Now, if you've got a range of products that targets different audiences, then you might need 3 or 4 influencers.
Yes.
Don't try and do it with one.
Yes.
And I find that to be a big mistake. And that is when you get this basket of products that are completely disassociated with one another. They all come out the same stable, but the purpose is completely different.
You know, ultimately, nothing's going to happen overnight and there's no shortcuts.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's any shortcuts to this.
Mm-mm. It's built over time.
It really is. Mm. And I think as business owners, we need to really climb into the minds of our customers and consumers and just really figure out what their internal and external emotions are. The internal ones, you know, that those are also triggers.
Yeah, it's a very, very complex thing, the psychology of sales, and that book would help. But it's not new. It is not new.
It isn't.
It's just being used in a different forum now. Because if you go back to the old school sales training, these are the things that you were taught. You know, you go to your customer and you say, listen, we're down to our last 5 bags. Are you going to take them or you're not going to take them?
Yes.
Okay? We go to your customer, you say, listen, if you take 10, we'll give you the 11th one free. Are you going?
Yes.
Are you in or are you out?
So it's transitioning this into a digital method of doing it.
Of doing it. And that I think, is very cool. All right.
It's interesting.
It is. Very interesting. And that coming from a pink lady.
There you go. Yeah. There's some pink tips from pink lady.
Thank you, Odette Butcher.
Thank you for having me.
It's always nice having you here. And wedding ring? Okay, just checking.
I actually put it on this morning.
Are you?
And I was like, if I do not do this, Richard is going to have me on ear for not wearing my wedding ring.
Yes.
I was like, I put it on. I was like, oh, I'm going to see Richard today.
Yeah. No. Just looking after my mate's interest here. You know,
that's so funny.
Yeah, he's a good man. Take care, Odette Butcher. We'll see you. What we're going to see in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, I'll be back.
Okay. All right.
With some crazy new outfit.
Yeah, well, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You can go now.
Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.